It covers 64,000 square miles and spans 6 states. Its ratio of land to water at 14 to 1 makes it the largest of any coastal body in the world. It's the Chesapeake Bay watershed, and it extends well beyond the physical shoreline of the nation's largest estuary. Surprisingly, the most effective place to restore the health of the bay isn't in its brackish waters, but in the forests of this massive watershed. And one of the most cost-effective ways to improve the bay's water quality is also one of the easiest: to plant a tree. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. When the first Europeans arrived in the Chesapeake Bay region in the 1600s, an estimated 95% of the watershed was covered in temperate forests. Fast forward through 2 centuries of clearing the land for agriculture and development, and the current estimated forest cover is 58%, and less than half of that is protected. The majority of the bay's current health problems can be traced to the removal of these once plentiful forests, and their restoration is a linchpin in the bay's recovery. Why are trees such powerful engines for a clean bay? The answer lies in the forest ecosystem's ability to store, filter, and slowly release clean water back into the bay. During rain events, forests become sponges, absorbing 50% of the rainfall into the porous ground cover of decayed leaves and layers of rich soil. Modern-day rainfall includes unnaturally high levels of nitrogen and phosphorus from the burning of fossil fuels, and polluted stormwater runoff delivers these excess nutrients directly into the bay, where they fuel harmful algal blooms. Tree roots help by intercepting excess nutrients before they reach the bay. The forest's extensive root systems also hold soil in place, preventing erosion and sediment runoff. Water stored in the forest ecosystem is filtered by soil, then slowly released from springs, seeping into forest streams that feed into rivers and tributaries that continuously flow into the bay. A forested landscape maintains stream flow and replenishes groundwater, and there's a direct relationship between the amount of tree cover and the quality of that groundwater. According to the Conservation Fund, reducing a watershed's forest by only 10% leads to as much as a 40% increase in nitrogen in the water. Also, much of that rainfall is absorbed by the trees themselves, which release moisture back into the atmosphere through a process called evapotranspiration. Now let's compare this lean, green water filtration machine to the hardscapes found in the city. There, during a rain event, impervious surfaces like asphalt prevent much of the rainfall from percolating into the soil. Instead, the majority of rainfall becomes direct surface runoff, picking up harmful pollutants on its way and flooding local waterways, often with disastrous consequences. Trees aren't just for forests, however. Planting a tree anywhere in the city is still a positive step that helps reduce stormwater runoff and its harmful nutrients and pollutants, from our local waterways out to the open bay. City trees not only store and filter water, they help mitigate a city's heat island effect. For the more than 18 million residents of the Chesapeake Bay watershed, we really don't have a choice. Forest restoration is an absolute necessity for restoring the bay's health. Planting even one tree can reduce detrimental stormwater runoff by as much as 13,000 gallons a year. Over the past decade, National Aquarium staff and volunteers have helped restore more than 100 acres of Chesapeake Bay forest habitat, planted 115,000 native trees and another 3,000 in Baltimore City. Our forest conservation work includes restoring rare Atlantic white cedar habitat on Maryland's eastern shore in partnership with the Nature Conservancy. To learn more about our team's efforts to restore critical habitat around the bay and to sign up to help, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.